Hey, everybody, I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. We're coming to you again today from inside the sanctuary at North Smoke Church. Now, last time on the broadcast, we began airing a message called The Life of the Flesh. Now, in this message, we're learning about how the health of our inner man actually affects our physical bodies. When we yield to fear, to sorrow and anger, it actually affects our bodies in a negative way. But when we walk in joy and peace, it'll have a positive impact on our bodies. You know, in the scripture, God said things like, "Rejoice always, cast all your care over onto me. Be anxious for nothing. Let all wrath and bitterness be put away from you." You see, God wants all of this fear, all of this worry, all of this sorrow and anger, He wants all of it away from you because He knows that it will have a negative effect on us, spirit, soul, and body. And He wants us walking in the peace and joy of the Holy Ghost because there's a multitude of positive effects and positive results that come when you and I walk in peace and joy. Friend, this is such a powerful message, and I know you're going to enjoy part two. Let's watch now.
And so I don't deny, you know, people's sorrows or anxieties or depression. That stuff's real. But sitting in the boat is not how you're going to get over it. You're going to have to look at the words of the master when he said, "Rejoice always," and again I say rejoice. You're going to have to go, "Okay, well, tears coming down my face, sadness all over me. I'm going to step out on that word, and I'm going to start rejoicing." Yes.
That's right.
When I don't even know if it's possible. Yes. And I'm telling you, this is how you break out of.
Yes.
Because what's going to happen then is the power of God's going to come on you and give you ability to get over stuff you thought, "I'll never get over this. Never be free from this." That first step can be a challenge. But just know this, when you step out, the master's out there going, "Come on, come on, come on out, come on out. Get out of the boat of depression. Get out of the boat of anxiety. Come on, rejoice. Don't be careful. I'm telling you, you step, you're going to go, "I don't even know if this is possible." And it's going to come on you. You can be free. You can be free. And it's challenging at times. God will help you. Can you say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
The scripture, and I got some scriptures. What did it say? It said, "Rejoice always." Say it with me. Rejoice always.
Rejoice always.
I referenced last week how Samuel had anointed Saul to be king, or God used him to do that. And Saul rebelled. And Samuel had a close relationship with Saul. And he was hurt by it. He was emotional and hurt. And in chapter 16 of verse 1, God said this to Samuel. He said, "How long are you going to mourn for Saul? How long are you going to do this?" Kind of sounds like he's saying, "You need to quit."
Yes.
What did he say? He said, "Get your horn, fill it with oil, and we're going to go get another king." In Nehemiah 8, they were reading the word to the people, and the people were sitting there crying, and they were mourning. And Ezra and Nehemiah, the prophet, they came to the people and said, "Stop mourning. Stop weeping. Stop." Sometimes do you need to hear, "Quit crying"?
Yes.
And listen now, is that God being hard on you? He's trying to get you out of the boat. I'll help you out here. Do you need to hear that sometimes?
Yes.
Anybody ever pout about anything?
Yes.
Wow, I got a wonderful response on that. There's a whole lot of times in life you don't need somebody to sit with you and go, "Aw." There's a whole bunch of times that will not help you. You don't think I'm telling the truth? Go read the story about Ahab and Naboth and Jezebel. Ahab was pouting on his bed. And Jezebel came and said, "Aw." Pat him on the back. Now be led how you minister to others. Don't misunderstand me. But for your own self, make sure you're not looking for that. Because it ain't going to help you. It's not going to help you. Somebody joining in and feeling sorry for you with you, it will not help you. You need to find a good faith buddy that'll look at you and go, "Now you know." And I know that you know that I know that you know that we both know because we both made mistakes. It's time to get up. Praise God. Rejoice always. Be careful for nothing. How about Ephesians 4:31? Ephesians 4:31 says this, "Let some of that bitterness you have and some of that wrath and some of that anger and some of that clamor and some of that evil speaking, let some of that be put away from you. Hold on to some of it because you need some of it." I mean, somebody's got to get mad about something sometime. How much leeway has God given you on this anger stuff? No leeway on anger, no leeway on sorrow, no leeway on cares. In fact, in Psalm 37:8, he said, "Cease from anger, just quit it." And in that psalm, he was talking about wicked people prospering in their ways, and he's saying, people were getting mad, and he goes, "You just need to stop being angry." Now, I don't recommend this, but when people are mad, sometimes do you just need to hear, "Quit being mad"? Quit it. Let me give you one more. Philippians 1:28 says, "In nothing," say "in nothing," "in nothing be terrified." Philippians 1:28. I think the ICV says, "Never be afraid about anything." Never? Now, the appropriate response to these verses is not, "I can't help it. I'm trying not to, but I can't help." That's not the appropriate response. When the master said, "Rejoice always, be careful for nothing, put away anger, and don't ever let yourself be afraid," the appropriate response is, "Sir, yes, sir. I don't know how I'm going to do that. You're going to have to help me, but I'm going to go." If the commander in chief tells you to march the hill, charge the mountain, charge the other army, you don't go, "I'm trying, but I can't." You don't do that. You go. You figure it out as you go. You say yes first. You get the help later. How much leeway has God given you on this fear stuff? None. Now again, will you feel these things? I absolutely will feel these things. But when you encounter them, we talked about it last week, you don't just lay down and let them eat you up. Psalmist said this, he said, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in my God." Scripture said David was greatly distressed and encouraged himself in the Lord. Can you be distressed but encourage yourself? Guess you can. Scripture said, "Be angry and sin not." It's not telling you to be angry. It's saying when you feel angry, don't let it control you. Jesus said, "Don't let your heart be afraid." And so it's not that you never feel these things, but you never cower, right? You die on the hill before you cower. Can you say amen to this? Amen. I'll never bow my knee to it. You got to fight, don't you? Go with me then to Proverbs 17. Can you say thank you, Lord? Thank you. We're doing okay so far.
Yes.
You see that God is very dogged about these things, isn't he? What are the ones I gave you? Be careful for nothing. Rejoice always. Put away anger, and don't be afraid about anything ever. Does this sound like good instruction?
Yes.
And the thing that caught me when I was reading these is that he leaves us no room for any of the opposite. He wants all of the opposite of peace and joy away from you, out of you, never yielding to it. He's very strong on this. And the significance of it reaches far beyond your mood. It's not, God's not telling you this just so that you'll be in a good mood all the time. Now, you'll be in a good mood when you walk in peace and joy. But that's not the end game. Sorrow, fear, anger. These are destructive forces. And they all have destructing effects. Like my fist is sorrow, and then, but when you really look at it, you find out, but sorrow does all this. It's not just affecting my mood. It's affecting other areas and other things. Fear is the same way. Anger, same way. They're death-working forces. And what that means is when you yield to them, it hurts you. When you yield to sorrow, fear, anger, it hurts you. And it hurts you spirit, soul, body, and life. All four areas. We're going to talk about this, I believe, the next couple weeks here. Death-working forces. So, 2 Corinthians 7:10 says that the sorrow of the world works death. The sorrow of the world works death. So it doesn't just make you sad. It's doing something else. Yeah. Now, they have the whole verse up there. So I know you're seeing godly sorrow. And you're thinking, what about godly sorrow? This is talking about, godly sorrow is talking about when they miss it. When you miss it, it should bother you that you missed it. You should go, oh, I missed it. And you know how long that sorrow should last? As quick as it does till you repent and get forgiveness, and then you don't have to be sorry about it anymore. And so don't start going, yeah, there's a godly sorrow. Yeah, there isn't. It lasts about this long. Other people say, wasn't Jesus a man of sorrows? Yes, when he bore your sorrows. On the cross. He didn't bear your sorrows so you could be sorrowful too. No. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. So he said, what about weeping with those that weep? Yes, that's Bible. We should do that. When something, but people are going through hard things, we should put our arm around them. It should, people that are close to us, and yeah. You don't just start yelling at them and saying, well, you just need to rejoice. No, you need to stop being dumb. Because you're being dumb, that's what Job's friends did to Job, and they did not do it right. No, you don't do that. You comfort people and encourage them, but how long are you going to weep? And how often are you going to do this? And if you're going to weep with people that weep, there's people weeping on the planet every day. And so, right? Weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And so, no, we do not live in a weeping, sorrowful state. I'm sorry to ruin, make your day better, but did you hear? No. What does the sorrow of the world do? It works death. Sorrow, fear, and you'll see it. I'm going to have time to go all these verses, but these are destructive forces. Joy and peace are life-giving forces. That means when you yield to those things, that helps you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That'll help you, right? That'll help you. And so you got to know this about the devil. He does not. The scripture didn't say the thief comes to get you in a bad mood. No, the so-called mood is just the means to the end for him. His wicked soul is not satisfied until destruction has taken place. Right. And the reason he wants you to yield to the sorrow, the fear, and the anger is because that's what brings destruction in your life, and that's what he's after. He only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. Peter got into fear on the water. After he did good, he did bad, like a lot of us. And the fear brought destruction in his life. He fell. It wasn't just about getting him afraid and going, ha ha, I got you to be sad. I got you to be afraid. I got you to be angry. No, that's working something. And it's what those things work that the devil wants to see work in your life. And so, praise God. When you start seeing the effects of fear, sorrow, and anger, it'll inspire you to stop yielding to it. If you knew what you were rolling around in the bed with, being mad and upset and sorrowful all the time, you'd never want to do it again. If you really knew the effects that it was going to have on you, you'd go, never again, never again. Never again. Anybody ever give up on fast food? Not yet, somebody said. You ever try to give up on it and you give up on it? And what will happen is, this happened to me years ago. I wasn't eating fast food for a while, months. I mean, months on end. And then I went and ate it and I thought, oh my gosh, never again. I feel terrible. I feel like I just ate garbage. Well, I probably did. What about this anger and fear and sorrow? If you knew the effect it was having on you, you'd go, never again. And so part of helping us to come into peace and joy is to stop yielding to this other stuff. And a big part of not yielding to this other stuff is seeing what it actually does to you. You want to see some? Anybody want to see some what this does to you? Go in Proverbs 17:22. Now, this is important. It affects spirit, soul, body, and life. Fear, sorrow, and anger when you yield to them. It affects you inside, outside, and affects you in your life, what you experience in your life. Today, in the time we got left, I want to focus on the body part of it. Say the body. These things break down the body. Fear, sorrow, and anger. Proverbs 17:22 says this, a merry heart does good like a medicine. Now, it's important why you study your Bible. That word like is not in the Hebrew. And what that means is it's not even there in the original text. So, no, the merry heart is not like a medicine. Yeah, it's kind of like, no. A merry heart does good, a medicine. See the difference? It's not kind of like a medicine. A merry heart does good, a medicine. Do you see it? What about a broken spirit? What's that do? It dries the bones. The word broken spirit is talking about a spirit suffering with grief or distress. Say distress. Distress is just talking about stress. Stress. A merry heart, a glad. Merry heart means a joyful, a glad, rejoicing heart. That's talking about your insides, your inner man. Not boom, boom, not this thing. It's talking about your inner man, inside, your spirit, your soul in here, being glad in here and joyful in here. It's a medicine. But being stressed out and sorrowful in here dries the bones. And so according to this verse, what's going on in here affects this. You believe the Bible, right?
Yes.
Says it, well, that's talking about figuratively. I didn't see the word figuratively in that verse. I didn't see a merry heart figuratively does good like a figuratively medicine, but a broken spirit figuratively dries. No. No. Let it say what it says. Just because you don't understand it, don't change it. So let it say what it says. A broken spirit dries the bones. Let me read you this out of some other translations. The Good News Bible says this, being cheerful keeps you healthy. Praise God. It is a slow death to be gloomy all the time. Now this is a wonderful translation. Because that's, will yielding to sorrow for a week hurt you? Probably not all that much. But doing it for 10, 15 years straight, it's a slow death. You start yielding to it and stuff's happening and you don't realize. The Passion Translation says this, a joyful, cheerful heart brings healing to both body and soul. But the one whose heart is crushed struggles with sickness and depression.
Wow.
You still want to be sad? Let me read you this one. The BBE says this, a glad heart makes a healthy body, but the bones of a sorrowful man dry up. Happy heart, glad heart makes healthy body.
Amen.
Come on, does what's going on in here, does that really affect this?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think so. When it says it dries the bones, I found this out. Now, I'm not a doctor. Did you know that? I'm not a doctor. But I can read what doctors say and tell you. And that's all I've done. Any of this information is at your fingertips. You can go home and find all of it online. And it's not some guy living in his mom's basement that did this study. These are reputable studies. Now, forgive me. If you live in your mom's basement, I love you. But you need to get your own place. this is reputable stuff. Doctors, studies. And it says, I found out that stress, when you live with chronic stress, it starts to suck the calcium out of your bones, and your diet can't replace it fast enough. And so, yes, a stressed out inner man dries your bones up. Now, praise God. I believe by believing the word and joy and laughter, you can get some moisture back in those bones. Because a merry heart does good like a medicine. Can you say amen to this? Sorrow, stress, fear, these things hurt the body. Let me read you some other translations. Young's Literal says, a rejoicing heart does good to the body. Milk, it does the body good. Anybody remember that? Yeah. A rejoicing heart does the body good. Is that true?
Yes.
Does the body, this thing, does it good? I'll show it to you in a second. A cheerful heart makes you healthy, NIRV says. The Darby says, a joyful heart promotes healing. NASB says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. I like the Voice translation. It says, a joy-filled heart is a curative balm. You get joyful and it's like rubbing healing balm all over you. The NET says, a cheerful heart brings good healing. Somebody said, that can't be true. Well, you're reading the Bible. You shouldn't need anything else to believe it's true other than it's right there in the Word. Let me read you some things about laughing. Because it said a merry heart, a glad heart, cheerful heart is what? It's a medicine, right? One thing that happens in your body that I found in my studies is that stress and sorrow, fear, and anger all fall under stress. Stress causes inflammation in your body. Now, what inflammation is when your body is wounded or hurt, your immune system sends out substances and what was that? You can see I'm looking at my notes because I'm not a doctor. Let me see here. Let me get this right. Your immune system sends out inflammatory cells and substances when there's an infection or injury. Your immune system knows that. So your immune system goes, damn, that's not working right. And so I need to send out some inflammatory cells and substances. And the reason it does that is to jumpstart the healing process.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why your leg swells up or something when it's cut. Because the swelling is good in the sense that your body's working to get it healed. Now, chronic inflammation in your body is not a good thing. And 50% of all deaths in the world now are related to chronic inflammation causing things. Are chronic inflammation things like cancer, dementia, stroke, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. These are all chronic inflammatory diseases. And what happens is when you get stressed, your body sends out those inflammatory substances and chemicals, but there's nothing that needs to be healed. And so by being stressed, you've triggered a response for your body, for your immune system to go, send out inflammatory substances and chemicals because we need healing. We need healing, but you don't need healing. And so your body lives with chronic inflammation, which causes the cancer, the diabetes, the stuff that we read. You still want to be upset about the president? I didn't think so.
Come on.
You still want to be mad at your high school soccer coach that didn't start you? I thought that'd help you let it go. See, the devil's just trying to kill you quick. Now, you know what laughing does? It lowers the stress hormones. It lowers all that stress hormone, all that cortisol is the hormone. It lowers that and relaxes the body.
Amen.
And so the body goes, everything's fine. Now, everything in your life can be nuts, but if you go, ha, 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 the body goes, everything's good, man. Just chill out. It lowers all that. And so listen to this. Laughing lowers the stress hormone cortisol and protects us from the damaging effects of stress.
Wow.
Laughing does.
Good.
Even when it's fake. Your body goes, ooh, that feels good. Do that again.
Yes.
I mean, I think sometimes we're sitting there stressed out talking bad about a politician or somebody and your body's going, would you shut up? You're hurting us here. Now watch this. Where is all that angst and strife and stuff coming from? It's coming from in here.
Yeah.
A broken spirit messes your body up.
Oh, friend, wasn't that a powerful message? I'm stirred up about rejoicing always and being careful for nothing. Praise the Lord. Hey, we got a free offer going on right now at the ministry. I'd like to send you a copy of my book, Victory in Troubled Times, at no cost. You know, in this book, I'll give you 5 keys from the Word of God that will help you to overcome any challenge that you face in this life. Praise the Lord. Friend, this book will be a blessing to you. I also like to send you a copy of our book called Faith Declarations. And in this book, there are declarations of faith that you can speak over your life. And I believe as you do, it will help you to experience the victory that God wants you to experience. And so we'd like to send you both of these books at no charge. Just follow the information on the bottom of the screen and we will get them in the mail to you and they will be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Go to mam.tv to download the free study notes from today's broadcast. You can also request your free copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you'll find declarations from the Word of God that will feed your faith and help you experience victory in your life. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Today's broadcast was made possible by the partners of Matthew Alaria Ministries and the members of North Smoke Church. Go to mam.tv to become a partner today and help us take the message of faith to this generation.